Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian. That's Luke. We are broadcasting live on WTTN 1580 AM and 92.7 FM out of Madison. I personally am in the broadcast bunker 3.125. dash six.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday, everybody.
How are we getting all these extra numbers behind the...
There's been a lot of iterations of it. This is a new configuration I have. I ran out of save configurations a while ago.
Software updates, so you must just be out of your mind having to update all the software out there then, if that's what number you're on now.
Well, yeah. Sometimes it's just because I switched a wire and then I have to remember that way happened. But either way, I am here because, you know, they're having a nice in-service day for school.
Yeah.
And so I have my daughter in the other room. Hopefully, this is about the time that we've scheduled some sort of breakdown or loss of the dog, let's say, or sort of issue is probably going to happen. So if I vacate the room very quickly, it's because of that.
Gotcha. All right.
But I think we should be good. I think we should be good, honestly.
I think we should be.
She's a really cool kid, and she's very self-sustained.
Perfect.
Self-sufficient.
Perfect. Well, yeah, happy Friday, everyone. It's a glorious Friday afternoon here in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm holding down the fort here at the Devil Radio Studios. And we got a really fun show for everybody lined up.
We got a lot of things to get to.
Yeah, there's a lot of dueling narratives today, and so we're gonna have these tangents and stories and headlines, and we're gonna go all about it. But if you'd like to follow this great show, you can follow us on Twitter at DevilRadio927, or you can watch us on Facebook Live.
Yeah,
Fancy Brian's got
a brand new
camera broadcast bunker 3.125, whatever the other digits were.
If I sit, everyone get the right digits because it's very important. If I sit correctly, you can see Chewbacca almost coming out of my hair.
Correct.
Which is kind of cool.
It's there, yeah. No, it's looking good.
So you can see me as Chewbacca and then Chewbacca as well. So you can compare us back to back on Facebook Live. You can also join us on the phones anytime at 844-967-2789. I can also control the phones from there because we are fancy.
We are.
We are fancy as well.
Yeah.
The most fanciest thing right now is that the Build Back Better is working.
Yeah, the jobs numbers for October dropped this morning, Brian, and they're pretty good. Pretty good numbers for October.
And the Wisconsin Democratic Party released a press release. I'm going to read it to everybody right now, just a couple paragraphs just to give you the information. It says, October jobs numbers show economy building back better thanks to President Biden. This morning, the Department of Labor announced that the U.S. added back 531,000 jobs in October, beating expectations and proving that President Biden's economic plan is working. The national unemployment rate also fell to 4.6%, the lowest level since the beginning of the pandemic.
Hey, Brian, can I interject it real quick?
Please,
here?
I was hoping you would.
Yeah, the Department of Labor back in January estimated that unemployment rate was not going to get back to 4.6% until the end of 2023.
So you're saying that we beat expectations by 2 years?
The unemployment rate is back to 4.6%, two years faster than experts thought that it would be.
That's amazing.
That I feel like the legislation passed to address that, the American Rescue Plan, is a pretty good indicator that's working.
I just want to remind everybody that in about 10 days, everybody who has a kid, I want you to look in your bank account, especially if you have like direct deposit from the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
You probably get an extra couple hundred bucks because you have kid
per each kid. Yeah,
per kid.
I was gonna say if you got more than one kid, you're getting
The 15th of every month, can we just say unofficially, is happy thank you President Joe Biden Day?
It's the American Rescue Plan Day, like the 15th of every month.
I will herald it if the Dems won't. How about that?
There we go. We'll make sure to celebrate it here on this great show.
But let's continue reading what the Dems are heralding right now.
Yeah.
And this is about the Build Back Better plan. Thanks to Governor Evers and President Biden, Wisconsin is on its way to bouncing back stronger than before. Governor Evers has made record investments in the state's economic recovery with funds from the American Rescue Plan, including in rural broadband. I am all for rural broadband, small businesses, the vital tourism industry, farmers, and more. I'm interested in the "and more," but again, this is a small, quick press release. Here's a quote from Democratic Party of Wisconsin Rapid Response Director Julia Hammelberg. Quote, President Biden's economic recovery is working. Jobs numbers are up, unemployment numbers are down, and Wisconsin is building back better. And no thanks to Republicans in Congress like Ron Johnson, who voted no. Continuing the quote, as Democrats build on the success of the American Rescue Plan by passing President Biden's Build Back Better framework and bipartisan infrastructure deal, the Wisconsin GOP will have to answer to their constituents on why they've once again blocked legislation that will create thousands of new jobs across Wisconsin. And then to finish up, these numbers, paired with the fact that the U.S. has recovered about 80% of all jobs lost during the pandemic, prove that President Biden's economic plan is working. New studies from the Economic Policy Institute and Moody's Analytics show that this economic recovery will only continue with the passage of the Build Back Better framework and bipartisan infrastructure deal, which will create durable economic growth, ease supply chain bottlenecks, lower inflationary pressures, and create millions of good-paying jobs. In fact, the EPI analysis finds that the Build Back Better Act's macroeconomic boost looks more valuable by the day.
Yeah, that's some pretty great information that we've got out of the job numbers this morning. I'm really excited, Brian. It seems like maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel, because not only are these job numbers looking better, the unemployment numbers are down, but we're also seeing more and more people become eligible for COVID-19 vaccines, and the Biden administration's rollout of the vaccination program as well is also a really important factor, not just the American Rescue Plan and the Build Back Better agenda, but the rollout of vaccines. And now 5 to 11-year-olds are eligible for the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. And as of yesterday, residents in Dane County could take their children and get vaccines for their 5 to 11-year-olds.
My daughter is scheduled for next Wednesday, which cannot come soon enough because her class was just afflicted. We've had her tested a couple times. She's negative every single time. And she's been, she's masking up when she's in school, and she's doing everything we possibly can. We're following more protocols than Aaron Rodgers has. How about that? Let's just say that.
And we'll get to that story a little bit later.
They're doing a great job. She's going to have the vaccine. Her friends are all scheduled as well. And then we don't have to worry so much because, again, I've been missing days because of my own health. Again, I'm going to miss Monday. You've got some big stuff going on while I'm gone.
We're going to break some news potentially on Monday. Who knows,
that's
though?
Awesome.
Yeah, we got some fun, exciting guests lined up for Dueling Tangents, even without the fancy Brian being on the show that day. But
it's the entire team that makes the whole show go work. No one person is the most important. So.
Exactly, which is why you and I are both vaccinated. But again, we'll dive into that issue a little bit later. But there is other breaking news in Wisconsin as of yesterday evening. There was also a federal lawsuit filed in the U.S. Seventh Circuit Court by the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty.
Oh, good.
Yeah, very good.
They're always up and up.
Yes, they are always looking out for
Law and Liberty,
whoever they
the
can
name.
Sue. Whoever they can sue. That's what they like.
They're very good at that.
They like to file lawsuits. And so they are suing the Biden administration, who the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for employers with 100 or more employees goes into effect today. And so now the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty is suing for that to end immediately. They want an immediate stay. And so we might actually get a decision either sometime later today Brian. We might be breaking it on this show as well for what happens on that front in the Seventh Circuit Court. But that is the update as well of what Wisconsin law firms are doing to really help get the economy back on track and get things humming along. Oh, wait, that's not what their goal is.
No, that's not good. So what is their reasoning? Are they just, Biden's doing it, I don't like it? Or are they, you know, saying, oh, it's just not fair? Or, because again, a lot of employers are thanking Biden for this because, again, they can say, the same thing with the school boards. If you have a, like Dane County, they have a mask mandate in place. They have mandates in place. You have to go to the higher ups. Oh, I'm sorry. It's, you know, Biden administration's job. But again, employers don't want to take on that liability. They're not saying that because you're not vaccinated, you're just going to give everybody the virus. You know, it's not that extreme. But the point is that if you have unvaccinated employees and they give it to other people, that means you're liable for creating that work situation as well. So employers need the vaccine mandate, especially the large ones. That's the government covering their butts.
Yeah, well, the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty is contending that OSHA, the body that the Biden administration is using to adhere to this vaccine mandate to put it in place, doesn't have the authority to do so because the COVID-19 is not the type of substance, agent, or hazard that OSHA is meant to protect employees in the workplace.
So if you kick OSHA out of this equation, or let's say that happens, guess who's going to be coming after you when an employee that has COVID gives it to other employees and they weren't vaccinated? Guess who's going to be coming after them for creating an unsafe workplace? OSHA.
Yeah. Well, the important thing to remember too, though, is that I believe Will is the legal outlet that was suing to prevent information and public records requests from the Journal Sentinel and other reporting outlets here in Wisconsin from releasing data about where COVID outbreaks were happening in places of employment. So,
wow, that's,
the Biden administration,
that's safe.
Yeah, the Biden administration quotes that the fact that there has been large spreads in workplaces is the reason why they need to implement this vaccination mandate.
And larger employers are the ones who would probably benefit the most.
Yeah, for that protection. But the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty is deciding to take this one to court. So we'll probably get an update on that. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're talking Build Back Better is working. Jobs numbers are out this morning. Unemployment rate is down, but we're getting some lawsuits here in the state of Wisconsin to prevent some of these things as well. So we'll take your calls 844-967-2789.